Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Mizmor 78, Ayin Chet. 35 times in Tehillim the word Torah appears, including twice in the very first Mizmor and three times in our Maskil, a very unique song, which we may view as a mini Torah in Psalms. Of course, the Torah, as we know it, has many aspects and teaches many lessons, the primary one, perhaps, of 613 mitzvot. But the Rambam famously explains the necessity for the entire book of Bereishit and parts of Shemot as there to impart eternal wisdom, Maaseh Avot Siman Lebanim. The actions of the fathers are a sign for the sons to teach morality to its readers who learn from mistakes and internalize its myriad lessons. Psalm 78 engages in teaching the history of Israel, while mentioning the highlights and lowlights of their journey throughout the ages. It begins in a similar way to Psalm 49, where he says, "Hear this, all you people, give ear, all you inhabitants of the world. My mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be understanding. I'll incline my ear to a parable." Psalm 49, however, was a universal message about death. Psalm 78 is very national, and it's about life. Maskila Asaf Hazina Ami Tarati Hatuaz Nachem Di Imre Fi Eftachab Mashal Pi Abiya Chidot Minikedem Asher Shamanu Vineidaem Davotenu Sipulanu. A Maskil of Asaf, give ear, O my people, to my Torah. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable and I will utter riddles concerning ancient times, of that which we have heard and known and our fathers have told us. Lo nechached mibnehem ledor acharon misaprim tihilot Adonai v'izuzo v'nifalotav asher asa. We will not hide them from their children, but tell to the latter generation the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. The author has keen knowledge of history of the Israelites and attempts to use their long history as a lesson to later generations for whom he is writing this tome. He wants to convey Torah to them, warning them to heed to his words and transmit them to their kin. Vayakam edut biyakov v'torah sam b'Yisrael asher tzivat avotenu lo diyam levnehem l'man yedu dor acharon banim yivaledu yakimu v'yisapru levnehem v'yasimu b'lehem kislam v'lo yishkechu ma'le'el mitzvotav yinsoru v'lo yukav otam dor soreu more dor lo hechin libo v'lo nemana et el rucho. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a Torah in Israel, when she commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, the children who should be born, who should arise and tell them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And they should not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation whose heart was not constant and whose spirit was not faithful to God. The psalmist was well-versed in Torah and uses words gleaned from different psukim in Torah, such as Torah Sam B'Yisrael in verse 5, related to Dvarim 4, V'zot HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe Levnei Yisrael. Or Dor Acharon in verse 6 might be a reference to Moshe's rebuke of Israel in Dvarim, speaking of the sinning of Dor Acharon. Or Ma'alele El in verse 7 could reference the rebuke in Dvarim by saying Roa Ma'alelecha Asher Azavtani. And of course, in verse 8, the word Sorer Umore, a reference to the rebuke of the wayward children in Dvarim 21, the Ben Sorer Umore. The first section is the introduction of a very long song, which will now delve into the history of Israel, warts and all. The main section, says Chacham, is 30 verses describing the Exodus in great detail. Bnei Avraham Noshkei Romei Keshet Tavchu B'yom Krav Lo Shamru Brit Elohim V'Torato Me'anu Lalechet V'yishkechu Alilotav V'Niflotav Asher Aram Neged Avotav Asapela Ba'aretz Mitzrayim Zdei Tzoan Baka Yam V'Yavirim V'Yatzev Mayim K'moned V'Yanchem V'Anan Yomam V'Chol Alayla Bo'or Eish Yivakat Sarim V'Midbar Vayashk Kitom Rabbah, Vayatzin Ozlim Bamisela, Vayored Kinaharot Mayim. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They did not keep the covenant of God and refused to walk according to his Torah, and forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them. He did marvelous things in sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt in the field of Zoan. He parted the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters stand like a heap, And in the daytime, he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He split rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink from the deep. He made streams come from the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. There's a midrash about the tribe of Ephraim. They jumped the gun and left Egypt before the Exodus. They made a revolt and fled Egypt, but were cut down and killed in the desert. The psalm is highly critical of them, saying they did not guard the covenant and rejected the Torah of God. The tradition of the tribe of Ephraim, though, is known by another name, Mashiach ben Yosef, the Messiah from the tribe of Joseph, who preponed the redemption, but paved the way for the beginning of the true redemption of Mashiach ben David. Interestingly, in telling the story of Exodus, the author starts with the first failed attempt. Verses 12 to 16 describe the Exodus itself with the miracles and wonders, the splitting of the sea, the cloud and pillar of fire leading them through the desert and the bringing forth water from the rock. Vayosifu od lachatolo limrot alyon bitzia, and they sinned yet more against him, rebelling against the Most High in the wilderness. Vayinasu bilva el bilvavam lishol ochel lenafsham vidabru elohim amru hayuchal el laroch shulchan b'midbar. They tempted God and tested God and spoke against God. Can God spread a table in the wilderness? And he cut sur vayazuvu maim nechalim yishfetu agam lechem yuchal teitim yachin sher la'amo lachen shama Adonai v'itaber v'esh nishka v'yakov v'gam ala b'yisrael ki lo heminu v'elohim v'lo batchu b'shuato. Behold, he struck the rock so that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Could he give bread also? Can he provide meat for his people? Therefore, the Lord heard this and was angry. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger came against Israel because they did not believe in God and did not trust in salvation. This section and others is followed by rebuke at the Israelites rejecting God and sinning in the desert. Verse 18 uses the word Vayinasu, which reminds us of God's anger at his nation, saying they tested him 10 times. Vayinasuoti. Verse 19 reminds them of the sin of desiring meat and not having faith that God would provide. Verse 21 is God's response, Vayit Aber, a word we're familiar with from Devarim 3, when Moshe said God got angry. The section ends with a serious indictment saying that they had no faith in God and no trust in salvation. This is a stark contrast to Vayaminu Bashemu Moshe Abdo. Israel believed in God, and Moshe, his servant, which we find right before Shirat Hayam. Then comes the description of God's reaction, providing food, manna for his nation, but not out of love and kindness. Vayitzav shchakim mimal v'dalte shamayim patach v'yam ter aleim min man lechol udgan shamayim natan lamo lechem abirim machal ish tzeda shalach lehem zasova yisa kadim v'shamayim v'naheg v'uzo teman v'yam ter aleim kafar she'er u'kchol Yamim of Kanaf, Vayapel Bekre, Kerav Machaneo Saviv Mishkunotav, Vayochlu Vaisbao, Vaisbuma od the Tavatam, Yavolahem Lozor, Mitavatam, Odachlam, the Fiam, Vafeluhim Allah Bahem, Vayarog, Vimishmanehem, Uverhure, Yisrael, Yichria. Though he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven, it rained manna upon them to eat and had given them the grain of heaven. Man ate the bread of angels. He caused an east wind to blow in the sky, and he brought the south wind, and he rained meat upon them like dust, and he let it all fall in the midst of their camp around their habitation. So they ate and were filled, for he gave them their own desire. They were not yet sated with their lust. But while their food was still in their mouths, the wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and struck down the young men of Israel. The provisions of food in the desert came out of God's indignation with their lack of faith. Manna was a test, and they failed it at first. Slav was an even greater disappointment to God, and the meat ended up being their last meals as they were unable to control their physical desires. The word used here is vayamter, is the same word used in Bereishit 19 about stone, in Shemot 9 with the plague of Arad, and Shemot 16 about manna, all showing the wrath of God rather than his love. The word ta'ava reminds us of the sin of kivrota ta'ava in Bemidbar. And finally, verse 31 uses the word mishmenehem, their fatness, which is part of Moshe's rebuke of Israel in Devarim 32. We are well aware that the travails of Israel in the desert were fraught with sin, rejection, complaining, desire, and ingratitude. What's interesting is that the psalmist takes his reader on this in-depth journey into the past to remind them of their recalcitrance and to learn from their mistakes. The next section delves even deeper into their intransigence and their duplicity, asking forgiveness from God, but not really believing it. B'chol zod chatu od v'lo heminu b'nifrotav v'echal behebel yameim u'shnutam b'behala im hargamu drashu v'shavu v'shicharu el v'yizkiru ke'elohim tzuram v'el yon go'olam v'yifatutu b'fiyim u'lushanam yechazvu lo v'libam lo nachonimo v'lo nemnu b'vrito v'hu rachum yechaper avon v'lo yashchit v'yirba lo shiva po v'lo yor kochamato v'yizkor ki basar hi maruach lech v'lo yashuv. For all this, they still sinned and did not believe in his wondrous works. Therefore, he ended their days with emptiness and their years with trouble. When he slew them, then they sought him, and they returned and earnestly sought God, and they remembered that God was their rock, and their God, the high God, was their redeemer. Nevertheless, they flattered him with their mouth, and they lied to him with their tongues, for their heart was not constant with him, nor were they faithful in the covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and did not destroy them. Often he turned them their anger and did not stir up their wrath. For he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passes away and does not come again. Despite it all, verse 38 tells that God is merciful, atoning for sins, not destructive, seeking to turn away his anger and wrath. This verse is well known to those who pray the Maariv prayer daily, and is therefore the prefatory verse before the prayer begins. It's a reminder that to the parishioner, to have historical perspective and understanding of the struggles of Israel of old, perhaps Israel of today. Nevertheless, the verse teaches us that God's compassion overcomes his wrath at every stage. The psalm does not let up. It repeats the rebuke to the nation who would not learn to mend their ways and would not see the compassion of God in fighting their battles. It returns to an accounting of the 10 plagues God brought down on Egypt. Kama yamru b'midbar yatzivu b'shimon v'yashuvu v'yinesu el u'kdosh Yisrael hitvu lo zachur et yado yom asher padam minitzar asher samim mitzrayim ototav u'ftav v'shtei tzoan v'yafoch ledam yoreihem v'nozleihem bal yishtayun yishalach behem arov v'yochlem u'tzvardeh v'tashchitem v'yiten v'chsil yivolam v'yigiyam la'arbeh יארוג בברד גופנם ושיקמותם בחנמל ויזכור לברד בעירם ופניהם לשרשפים. ישלח בם חרון אפו עברה וזעם את צערה משלחת מלאכי רעים. יפלס נתיב לאפו לא חסך ממוות נפשם וחייתם לדבר. הזכיר. ויחקור בכל מצרים ראשית אונים בעוליכם. How often they rebelled against him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert. They turned back and tempted God and pained the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his hand nor the day when he saved them from the enemy, how he had done his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the fields of Zoan. And he turned the rivers into blood so they could not drink the streams. He sent swarms of gnats among them which devoured them and frogs which destroyed them. He gave their crops to the caterpillar and the fruit of the labor to the locusts. He destroyed the vines of the hail. He gave over the cattle to the hail and the flocks to hot thunderbolts. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, and indignation. He made a path for his anger. He spared not the soul from death, but gave their life over to pestilence and struck all the firstborn in Egypt, the first of their strength in the test of Ham. This is the earliest commentary on the Torah, where verses in Tehillim explain the nature of the plagues. Verse 49 is used in the Haggadah on the night of Passover to expound on the nature of the plagues and to discuss the fact that upon exiting the country, there are even more plagues. He then goes on even deeper into the abyss of Israel's sinfulness. Vayisa katzon amo v'yanigem ke'ender midbar v'yanchein lavetach v'lo pachadu v'toyvehem kisa ayam v'yiviyem ugbul kotcho harze kanta yimino ויגרש מפניהם גויים ויפילם בחבל נחלה וישכם בעליהם שבטי ישראל וינסו ואמרו את אלוהים עליון ועדותיו לא שמרו ויסוגו ויבגדו וכבותם נפחו כקשת ומיה ויחיסיו במהותם ופסיליהם יקניעו But made his own people to go forth like sheep and guided them in the wilderness, and he led them unsafely that they did not fear, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. And he brought them to his holy border, to the mountain which his right hand won. He cast out nations before them and apportioned them an inheritance by line, and made the tribes of Israel dwell in their tents. Yet they tempted and rebelled against the Most God, the Most High, and did not keep his testimonies, but turned back and dealt unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful boat. For they provoked him to anger with their high places and moved him to jealousy with their carved idols. When God heard this, he was angry and greatly loathed Israel. Each time God tried to lead them to the promised land, and yet they continued to rebel. He described once again the splitting of the sea, bringing them to the border of the Holy Land, conquering and providing for the Israelites' tribes to settle throughout the land. And yet again, verses 54 to 59 speak of rebelliousness and deviousness. Even in the land they rebelled, so God had to punish. Vayitosh mishkan shilo ol shikem badam. Vayitain l'shvi uzo v'tifarto b'yad tsar. Vayiskar l'cherev amu v'nachlato itaber. Bachurav achla eish uv'tulatav lohulalu. So that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh. He delivered his strength into captivity. He gave people over toward the sword and was angry with his inheritance. Yosef The fire consumed their young men and their virgins had no marriage songs. The priests fell by the sword. Then the Lord awoke from sleep like a mighty man who shouts because of wine. He struck his enemies backward. He put on an everlasting reproach, and he rejected the tent of Joseph and chose not the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount of Zion, which he loved. By Yiven Kamurami Mikdasho, he built the temple. David and he chose David, his servant. Me'achar alot tevio l'ro'ot v'yakov amo v'yisrael nachlato v'yir'em ketom levavo uv'tvunot kapav yanchein. From following the ewes that had young, he brought him to be the shepherd of Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance. So he tended them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them with his skillful hand. The final section continues the history of the nation and the land, with the mentioning of the destruction of Mishkan and Shiloh, discussed at length in the book of Shmuel, the rejection of the leadership of the tribes of Joseph and Ephraim, which is probably a reference to the sins of King Saul, also in the book of Shmuel. And verse 70 introduces God's chosen David from the tribe of Judah, and with his entrance to the psalm, it comes to a close. Note that the entire story began with Mashiach ben Yosef, the failed attempt at early redemption, and it finds in conclusion only with the proper Messiah, God's anointed one, the true leader who would shepherd the flock with integrity and skill. The psalm is unique as it gives us a history lesson and goes into great detail, describing the travels and travails of Israel spanning hundreds of years and focusing on the good God provided and the lack of gratitude, rebelliousness, and waywardness of the people. Ending with David, perhaps there was a feeling that the true leader is finally at the helm and maybe there's hope that the nation will cease sinning and follow in God's path. Did he not know of David's flaws and sins? Does this date him and our psalm? Either way, the psalm teaches us the thoughts and ruminations of an ancient biblical personality who was fluent in the Torah and sought to teach his readers to yield to the Torah, its laws, and its timeless messages.